reported Sergeant Ashell. The legionary's armour was coated with blood, the black paint glistening with fresh gore. He looked down at the remains of the enemy. The corpses were of men and women, twisted and mutated, with eyes and skin like snakes, and sharp teeth filling wide mouths. "Vile filth! Not so vile as those that lead them," snarled Agapito. He listened to the Voxnet for a few seconds, picking out the interleaved reports and messages from other forces spreading out through the enemy strike cruiser. Squads Chovani and Kalain were encountering stiffer resistance than the others, more word-bearers. "We head to starboard," the commander told his companions. "Follow me." "The reactor chamber is aft, commander," Ashell replied, staying where he was as Agapito took a step. "The Primarch's orders are..." "The enemy are to starboard," Agapito snapped. "As are the escape shuttles. Do you wish them to elude their punishment? Have you forgotten Istvan so quickly?" Ashell glanced back at his squad for a moment and shook his head. "For Istvan," the sergeant said, lifting his bolter. "For Istvan," Agapito replied. Disgust welled up inside Korax as he pulled the blades of his lightning claw from the body of the crewman. The liquid that sprayed across the corridor was not human blood, but a foul greenish fluid fed through the slave from a brass cylinder riveted to his back. Many others, similarly altered, lay dead around him. At first, Korax had thought the creatures mindless servitors, but the fear and desperation in their eyes had betrayed a spark of life not seen in the half-human creations of the Mechanicum. They were men and women with fully human faculties, modified and experimented upon by their word-bearers' masters. The Primarch's disgust was not for the pitiful figures that flung themselves into his path, but for the traitors that had created them. The followers of Lorgar had become wicked, inhuman things, a twisted parody of the honourable legionaries they had once been. In the red light of the passageway, his lightning claws gleamed. Crafted by his own hand on Deliverance after the victory at the Perfect Fortress, the weapons made him feel complete again. The Raven's Talons, his warriors called them, as much a symbol to the Legion of their determination to fight on despite their losses as they were weapons. Korax had foregone his flight pack in the close confines of the boarding action, but he felt as comfortable in the arched halls and winding corridors as he did in the open skies. He had been taught to fight in a place like this, a maze of ferrocrete and metal where every corner hid a potential foe. In the prison where he had been raised, endless passageways had become his hunting ground. He had never forgotten the lessons. He did not head directly for the Strategium, but chose a less obvious path that would circumvent the strongest defences. The strike cruiser was like so many others in layout, with a central corridor running for most of the length of the ship, but Korax instead made his way along the gun decks, already ravaged by the broadsides of the Avenger as the battle barge had closed for the boarding. In places, the hull had been cracked wide, leaving the batteries open to the freezing void. The Primarch, with a memorized schematic of the Avenger's last pre-attack scan in mind, found routes around the breached sections, moving up and down through the decks to keep the defenders uncertain of the Raven Guard's route. With him came a company from the Avenger, but for the moment the legionaries were little more than onlookers as the Primarch carved his way towards the starship Strategium. It seemed the word-bearers had thought it wiser to unleash their horde of mutated creations rather than face the ire of the Primarch themselves. They were not wrong. Advancing swiftly, Korax encountered several dozen more slaves in the next gallery, armed with nothing more than wrenches, hammers, and lengths of chain. Some had cybernetics grafted to them, others carried the artificial Ichor tanks he had already seen. All of them had pale skin, slicked with the sweat of exertion and dread, their eyes red-rimmed and bloodshot. They did not shout any war cries as they ran at the Primarch, and there was resignation, perhaps even relief, in their eyes, as his lightning claws slashed left and right, hewing them down by the handful. None of the crew creatures survived long enough to strike Korax as he waded into their midst, his energy-sheathed fists turning metal to splinters and flesh to spatters. Glancing through the windows of the gallery, he saw the Avenger holding course alongside the boarded ship, and beyond that, the gleam of plasma engines from the Triumph and Aerogenosis, while further away still, waited the rest of the Raven Guard flotilla. Had they arrived 2 or 3 days later, the word-bearers might have continued on their way to wreak whatever malevolence they intended,